From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The European Union has once again declined to renew its authorization of glyphosate. As reported in AgriPulse, ministers representing the EU member states voted 14-9 last week in favor of extending the authorization to use glyphosate for 5 years. But under EU rules, a qualified majority representing 55% of the member states and 65% of the EU's population is needed for approval. The 5-year proposal now goes to an appeals committee. Ag research is facing a crisis of funding and recognition, and those who rely on it need to do a better job of communicating the importance. According to AgriPulse, that's the point a handful of research supporters made Monday in Washington, D.C., with the hopes of ginning up support for research funding in the upcoming Farm Bill. The USDA's National Institute for Food and Ag can fund only about 13% of the projects submitted for consideration. The USDA has raised its 2017 corn production outlook while lowering projections for soybeans. Corn is currently estimated at 14.58 billion bushels, up 2% from October's guess, but down 4% from the 2016 record of 14.148 billion. The average yield is seen at 175.4 bushels per acre, which would be a new all-time high if realized. Soybean production is expected to be 4.425 billion bushels, 1% lower than last month, but still a new record and up 3% on the year. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.